To further our understanding of Hagia Sophia, we first need to consider the historical and cultural context that led to the building of this magnificent landmark. We are looking at the Mediterranean basin, a vast region spanning the three continents of Europe, North Africa, and Asia. The long history of the region was defined by the numerous civilizations that converged here since prehistoric times. For many centuries, it was a place of interaction, either through conquest or trade, between different cultures. But it was not until the establishment of the Roman Empire that the Mediterranean became politically and culturally unified. Going back in time some 2,000 years, we see the political borders of present-day countries dissolving, and the entire region unified under the single authority of Rome. Never before in history did such a vast region live in relative peace and prosperity. During the so-called Roman peace, trade and commerce flourished, and the population thrived. The Mediterranean Sea was called by the Romans Mare Nostrum, meaning our sea. This was indeed the very focus of the empire, around which a network of roads and maritime trade routes were established. These routes connected distant peoples of diverse ethnicities and backgrounds, people who, over time, developed common cultural traits. The Roman Empire was eventually divided. Its western part was soon overrun by Germanic tribes, and by the year AD 476, when the last emperor of the West was deposed, it ceased to exist. The eastern part of the empire lived on for another 1,000 years. This Eastern Roman Empire, now more commonly referred to as Byzantium, initially retained most features of Roman culture. However, these features diminished over the centuries as the empire gradually turned into a Christian medieval state, and its borders and military power dwindled. Nevertheless, the Byzantines continued to refer to themselves as Romans. The capital of the Byzantine Empire was Constantinople. It was named after Emperor Constantine, who founded the city in the year 330 on the site of an ancient Greek colony known as Byzantion. Constantine chose this location for its extraordinary strategic position at the entrance into the Bosphorus Strait, and at the very point where Europe meets Asia. This was to be the new capital of the empire, built to rival the ancient city of Rome itself. It was even dubbed Roma Secunda, or Second Rome. As the old city of Rome declined, Constantinople surpassed it, and came to be celebrated for its size and unrivaled beauty. In our journey to discover Hagia Sophia, our quest will take us to the 6th century. At this time, the Eastern Empire was not only experiencing its greatest moment as a military superpower, but it was also respected for its wealth and cultural achievement. This was the high point of the first golden age of Byzantium, which largely coincides with the long reign of Emperor Justinian from 527 to 565. This portrait from Ravenna in Italy is the only surviving likeness of the great emperor, under whose patronage the Byzantine capital was embellished with some of its most notable monuments. The main attractions of Byzantine Constantinople were located around today's Sultan Ahmed Square. This is the elongated space running parallel to and alongside the Blue Mosque, and an area at the very centre of the city's life during the 6th century. It was here that one of the largest buildings of antiquity, the Hippodrome, once stood. It could accommodate as many as 100,000 fans who came to watch chariot racing, the most popular sport of the time. Little remains of the Hippodrome, and even less of the nearby Great Palace, but right next to their remains stands the grandest of all monuments of the Byzantine Empire, Justinian's Imperial Cathedral, dedicated to divine wisdom, known as Hagia Sophia in Greek and Hagia Sophia in Turkish. When it was built, Hagia Sophia was one of the largest buildings in the world. Its unparalleled scale and magnificent dome, which captivated the imagination of contemporary authors, haven't ceased to inspire wonder and admiration ever since. Even today, Hagia Sophia is the single most distinctive landmark associated with the city of Istanbul.